the 7JVX, the 6-Night Tango mobile on VC1.
V6 Mike Tango Mobile, this is V1X-Ray Mobile. Good afternoon, Murray. How are you?
Good afternoon, John. I'm doing pretty good. Weather's nice here today. I think it might be about 5 right now. I thought I saw your call sign come up a couple times, but I was busy with something else for a while. Thought I'd give you a shout back now.
Good to hear from you. Nice you've got a day above freezing there. As you probably know, we're kind of underwater here. If it gets any worse, I'm going to have to put a snorkel on the minivan. But out today, went down, just spent some time down along the ocean, enjoying the view in the rain, and met up with some friends, people I see kind of once a year around Christmas, and just driving home now and have everything rigged up so I can be on VC while I was driving. So I actually tried giving you a shout there. I figured we hadn't caught up for a while.
Yeah, when I saw your call sign come up, I thought you might have been calling me. I had the volume on the radio turned down, but just noticed your call sign. So, yeah, I hope you don't get as much rain as before, but doesn't look too good there, causing a lot of problems, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's okay for me. I'm not really trying to go anywhere. I'm in right in sort of urban areas. It's okay, but as soon as you get out in the Fraser Valley, it's pretty ugly looking out there. But yeah, should be fine, and no big plans for Christmas here. I'm just going to sit around and do a lot of nothing and enjoy it. So how about your end? Anything special planned?
No, nothing special. I never travel anywhere during Christmas time anyway. So I'll be staying in Calgary. But I think maybe the next couple of days or something might still be some pretty mild weather, but after that we're probably going to get some more colder weather.
Well, I guess you need to expect that sometimes. So, I just got reminded I'm in a big city. I just had a strange-looking vehicle pull up next to me here. It's a McLaren. You don't see those on the road very often.
No, not very much. But it hasn't been too bad here. There was a few days it was cold. The other day, it might have been, I'm talking about daytime temperatures. I think it might have been minus 20 for one day or something, but, you know, that's, for Calgary in the winter, it's not extreme.
Yeah, roger. Well, I tell you, I kind of miss that. We have not had a single frost here yet, so it doesn't feel like winter at all. It's been running anything between 8 and 13 during the day, and maybe down to like 5 at night. So even for here, that's a little bit warmer than usual, and I wouldn't mind if it were a little colder. I wouldn't even mind a little bit of snow. I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. Bit of snow at Christmas time is kind of nice, I guess. Anyway, John, I just arrived home. I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to go and see if I can check in the Aurora Net.
Roger, well, good to catch up with you. Enjoy your time over Christmas here, and we'll catch you again later. I'll see 73, and be clear, this is VE7 Juliet Bravo X-Ray with V6 Mike Tango.
Okay, good talking with you again, and we'll see you later, 73V6 Mike Tango.
V7JVX, V7WHL.
VE7 Whiskey Hotel Lima, VE7 JBX. Hello, Will. How are you?
Just heard you in there talking to Murray, and I just thought I'd come by and say a quick hello.
VE7WHL, VE7JBX. Good to hear you in there. Now, I have been on digital mode for a while. Busy with other stuff, but I'm out driving today. I'm actually literally just got a chaos, which is a construction on Broadway. It really made a mess of the road there for putting in the new SkyTrain underground there. And yeah, so I figured while I was driving, I would try to see who was out there. Hope you're having a good Sunday.
Yeah, I'm having a good Sunday here. Just not doing too much. Did a bit of grocery shopping earlier today, and that's about it. Went and had coffee with one of my uncles, and yeah, that's about it. But anyway, it was a good talk yesterday on satellites. Really looking forward to getting on a satellite in the future there.
Yeah, it was a nice overview of it, and, my very limited experience is you don't really need a lot of fancy gear to at least make a few successful contacts and prove it can be done, and then if it's your thing, then you can start getting into fancy helical antennas and full duplex split systems and things like that, but, just my plain mobile system here in the minivan, the radio I'm on right now, has been a successful 100% of attempts using the ISS transponder. Shouldn't say transfer the ISS crossband repeater.
Yeah, that's something I don't have in the vehicle is crossband capabilities. I only have a monoband 2-meter rig in the vehicle, but I don't know. Maybe at some point I'll get a connection, arranged or put up another antenna on my car so that I can use this radio, the 878, for satellite. And that might just work.
Well, it's certainly worth giving a try and kind of setting stuff up. That's half the fun. So anyways, I'm just getting back to my, my park gate here and about to go underground. So I'll say, thanks for the shout-out. Good to chat with you again. And I'll say 73 and be clear on your final.
Yeah, okay, John. Take care. Have a good day. VE7 WHL clear with VE7 JBX.